In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. She is the queen of soulful rock. It is Blue. Hello, Blue.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, you apparently are the queen of soulful rock. Is that a name that you gave yourself or other people gave to you?
I've had that a long time, but let me let you know, Aretha Franklin is one of my idols, and I am no way Aretha Franklin. But I can blow. I can blow, let me tell you.
I get the impression you have a lot of mixed heritage, Latin, Caribbean in your background. Is that true?
Well, actually, it's Bahamian, and then I have family in DR and PR. And then my grandmother, Auntie Blue, she was full-blooded Seminole Indian. So I've got all that stuff going on, and that's where that energy work that I do, that metaphysical stuff, comes into play. I think my voice is unique like every other artist thinks that they're unique. And they are, and we are. Another artist that I really loved, and I sing some of her music, is Amy Winehouse. And she had a style all her own. It was unique. And she, that was her branding. I don't know about you, but a lot of times I hear singers and on the radio or new artists are coming out, and it's like almost everybody sounds like everybody else. But now, maybe, hopefully, everyone will find their own signature sound and become more who you are.
Blue, you also say that you're intuitive from your interesting heritage. Is that a curse or a blessing?
Ooh, very, very interesting question. Intuitive in a sense that I do energy work, I do readings and stuff like that. I've been like that since I was a child. And I think I got that from my grandmother. Whether it's a curse or not, I don't think so, because I try to help people. Most recently, I've done a lot of work with Russ Paul, who's the son of Les Paul. I'm working with younger musicians. We just did a show at the Mason Jar in Mahwah, where Les Paul's great-grandson is a drummer, and he has a band called Baptism by Fire. And we rocked it. We rocked the whole, you know, evening. So it's about giving back, and it's about allowing that energy to get into your music and then sharing it also with other artists or younger artists that are trying to make it and trying to be heard.
You're indie, but you've been on some big stages, right? You've been to the Apollo Theater?
Yep, I got booed. Also at the Apollo.
You know, booed at the Apollo is on a bucket list.
Yeah, exactly.
People would love to check that off their list, right?
Yeah. I was at MGM. I was right next door to Barbra Streisand. She was singing right next door in Vegas. I was at Prudential Center Arena. I opened for the New York Titans. I sang a cappella, the anthem, and that was scary. That was really scary. I mean, any singer that's out there listening to your show, I guarantee every singer should sing the anthem.
I know. It's a really. Minefield. It's a minefield.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
Humbled.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Blue. Do you sing backup for a lot of artists?
I am going to be singing backup and lead, and this is interesting, at the Ritz Theater in Newburgh on the 29th of September with some other awesome singers. So this will be my backup thing of doing it. But I find that, you know, it's just like Aretha. Every song that she sang, she never sounded the same. And I think my voice is so, it's just a unique voice that when I'm singing, you know, I have to really, okay, I'm backing up this lead singer. So,
right.
You know, got to keep it on the DL.
That's the job description, isn't it? That is the job description.
Yes, it is.
Smile, be quiet, serve the song,
yes.
As they say. Serve the song.
Exactly.
Let's hear about your song, On My Own, we're going to play. Love it. And tell me how that happened.
The Bergen Record did a full-page ad on me, and the journalist, he was interested to know. He said, you know, Blue, he says, how do you write the music and the lyrics and all that? How does that come to you? And ironically enough, I used to live in New York before I moved up into this Hudson Valley area.
Where do you live in the Hudson Valley?
I live in Tuxedo. I was like on the bus going to New York, on the subway, on the buses in New York City. And it just comes to me. And it comes to me when I'm around other people, too, because I look at other people. And, you know, when we talk about that energy thing, well, you know, I was on the bus and I was talking about how you can be around people but still be alone. And sometimes being alone is good.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're lonely. It just means you're alone.
Absolutely. And then also, you know, being on your own and being out here and fending for yourself and out here and promoting yourself, because now with the way music is now, we all have to promote ourselves. It's all about self-promotion.
Oh, yeah.
It took me in a travel kind of frame of mind, and that's how that song came out.
And it's on your album called...
Shades of Blue, and that's B-L-U without the E.
The Dolly Blue Band. Do you do live shows? You mentioned September 29th, the Ritz Theater in Newburgh. What is your website, Blue?
www.dollyblue.net.
And that's Dolly Blue, D-A-L-I-B-L-U. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today, she is the queen of soulful rock. She is Blue, and here is her song, On My Own, at 100.7 WHUD. Blue, good luck and thanks.
Thank you. Much love to you.